Nicholson with us to go through track work from Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nat. Are you yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Let's talk about this stable by stable, and we'll start off with Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace.
Yes, they're certainly in pretty high spirits after winning the Group 1 in Sydney on Saturday, and they've got three runners up there in Sydney this weekend, Nadia, running at Randwick. Grey Shadow, Loving Gabby and Mask of Time likely to all go around on the weekend. Grey Shadow is nominated to run in both the Benchmark 88 handicap over the 1200 metres and also in the, I believe it is the TAB Hallmark Stakes at 1200 at Group 3 level, and nice little grey horse, and worked 800 metres in 51 seconds flat this morning, ran home the last 400 in a very slick 22.8 at Warwick Farm, and all reports were that very pleasing work indeed for Grey Shadow since transferring across from the Darren Weir stable. Looks to be in terrific order and ready to resume and should run very, very well. The other horse, Loving Gabby, is nominated to run in the Moe and Shandon Champagne Stakes at Group 1 level over the mile, and Dave Eustace is pretty pleased with the reports coming back this morning from Kieran. The horse ran over 800 metres on the course proper and improved the last 600 metres with the last 400 running 23 at Warwick Farm, while Mask of Time is set to run around in the Sharp Japan Racing Association plate over the 2000 at Group 3 level. Just had a quiet morning this morning and is in running in reasonably good form. So they're confident Loving Gabby can put up a terrific performance in the Group 1, and fairly confident about Grey Shadow and Mask of Time in their respective races up there in Sydney. At Caulfield, Golden Halo had a run around over 800 metres this morning, Nadia, on the course proper. Went around in 51.88, home the last 400 metres in 23 seconds, and it's likely to go around in the Super Vabis three-year-old fillies handicap over the 1100. Zabalan, who is nominated to run in the Benchmark 78 handicap over the 2000, it worked on the treadmill this morning and just putting some miles in the legs, and hopefully Zabalan can run a terrific race for the stable. Kaching is another lining up on Saturday. It'll go around in the Benchmark 84 handicap over the 1600 metres. It went around 1,000 metres in evens this morning, Nadia, and improved from the 600 metres and ran home the last 400 metres in a nice sharp 23.2. So Kaching certainly looking very well. Nantali was nominated for both the all-age stakes up there in Sydney on Saturday and the Victoria Handicap Group 3 level over the 1,400 metres at Caulfield. I believe that Nantali will go around in the Victoria Handicap over the 1,400 metres, and just did some work on the treadmill. That gear change that was provided to Nantali last start certainly paid dividends, and she bolted away from them in the concluding stages, and you'd expect that she'd perform pretty much up to that ability again on the weekend. I think she's probably the best chance of winning, while stablemate Kimono is also nominated for the Victoria Handicap over the 1400 metres, and it went around 800 metres on the inside grass this morning, Nadia, and was an improving last 600, running home in a fairly sharp 22.9. So Kieran and Dave have got some terrific horses lining up on the weekend. I think the best at Caulfield will be Nantali, and I think up in Sydney you can certainly do well with Loving Gabby and possibly Grey Shadow.
Okay, so that's Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace's horses. What about those from the stable of Mick Price? Has he got many runners?
No, it's fairly quiet weekend in terms of Saturday runners for Mick. He's been here, there and everywhere recently, so I think he's just got a couple of runners going around, and it's a huge week next week, obviously, with not only Monday's racing at Sandown, but you've also got Anzac Day coming up and the following weekend. And then there's Warrnambool as well. So there's plenty of racing, and South Australia coming up also, Nadia. How could I forget that? And yes, well, one horse that is preparing very nicely for Adelaide is Princess of Queens, and she had a terrific jump out once again this morning. I'd expect her to be going very well, and so did Noriko, who both for the Mick Price stable. So I'd be certainly following them as they head to wherever they go. Princess of Queens has a terrific record over there in Adelaide, and you'd expect her to be running very strongly when she gets over there. So aside from that, on Saturday, though, High Ratio is going to go around in the Super Vabis three-year-old handicap over the 1,200 metres, and he went around 1,000 metres on the poly track this morning in a sharp 1:05.78, and really worked home strongly the last 400, running home in a tick over 23 in 23.02. Octobello, who won last year's Cranbourne Cup and is fairly consistent galloper, he always gives his best. He went around a mile this morning on the course proper in company, and he's going to go around in the Easter Cup over the 2,000 metres at Group 3 level. He came home his last 400 in a nicely controlled 24 seconds, and he looks in terrific order, Nadia, heading to that race. Aside from those, there's probably a few others that Mick will line up, as I said, on Anzac Day and heading towards Adelaide. Too many to go through at the moment, but next week I'm sure we'll have a better understanding of where he's heading taking all his horses in the next few weeks.
Okay, and also John Sadler, he's got quite a few nommed.
Yeah, John's certainly a happy man. He had a good win at Terang on Sunday and was full of fun and frivolity this morning, giving one of the camera crews a scare when he pulled the teeth out and only had his fangs hanging out. So he was very boisterous this morning, gummy smile and all. He's got Irresistible Girl going to go around on Saturday in the Super Vabis three-year-old fillies handicap over 1,100 metres. Went 800 in a very sharp 50 this morning, home the last 400 in 23.75, and Linda Meach will take the ride on Saturday on Irresistible Girl. Big Night Out is nominated to run on Saturday in the Super Vabis three-year-old handicap over the 1,200, Nadia, and worked over 1,000 metres in 1:10 and home the last 400 in 25. But speaking to John this morning, he'll likely save Big Night Out for Anzac Day. Super Hard's one that is nominated for a couple of races. The handicap over the 1,400 metres and the Victoria handicap at Group 3 level. Undecided which way he'll go just yet, but the horse worked 800 metres in 52.5 and home in 24.5. This morning, Mick Doo will take the ride on Saturday, and the horse looks in pretty good order, so I'd expect it to run well. Sir Coney is going to line up in the Victoria handicap over the 1,400 at Group 3 level. It worked quite nicely this morning over 1,000 metres in 1:07. Home the last 600 in 28.25, and Jamie Mott will take the ride. While Observational, one of Johnny's favourite horses, he just keeps on keeping on Observational. He had a quiet morning, but he will line up on Saturday in the Easter Cup, and Craig Newitt will take the ride on Saturday. So he certainly got some good horses going around, John, and some promising ones on the way through, as was witnessed on Sunday at Terang.
Definitely, definitely, no doubting that at all. Also, Colin Liddell's got Casio running.
Yeah, Colin had the horse nominated for both the handicap over the, I believe it's 1,400, might be 1,200, and the Victoria handicap over the 1,400 at Group 3 level. I'd say it'll go to the Victoria handicap and work nicely, just 1,000 metres in 1:10 this morning, home in 25. The horse has been running fairly consistently, and you'd expect nothing less than that on Saturday. Will be competitive, and certainly one to throw into your multiples as Casio for Colin Liddell. While Henry Dwyer has a nice little lineup going around in the next over the weekend, Easter weekend. Tropezina, who's certainly an impressive galloper, it's nominated to run in the Super Vabis three-year-old fillies handicap at the 1,100, and should be fairly hard to beat, I think. It's got a great record over the short course, and its work this morning was certainly very impressive, running 600 metres on the inside grass and getting around in 35.14, so it was low-flying from Tropezina. He's got a horse called Mississippi. It's going to line up in the Super Vabis fillies handicap over the mile, and went 1,000 metres on the course proper in a minute 5.46, home in 23.34, which was a good last 400 metres from Mississippi. Interesting name, not the way you'd spell it in America, but as in wife and having a drink, so one to follow there. Express Raider and Heir to the Throne will both line up on Monday at Sandown. Heir to the Throne had a quiet morning this morning, and Express Raider went 1,000 metres in a minute 10.66, home in just over 25 and a quarter, while Swampland is nominated for both the handicap and the Victoria handicap over the 1,400 metres, and had a nice jump out this morning alongside Princess of Queens at Caulfield. So certainly if you want to have a look at those jump outs, go to the MRC website and look up jump outs there, so and you can have a look at how they all performed. John Maloney's got a couple of runners in Graceful Storm and Sunday Prey over the weekend. Graceful Storm will line up in the Super Vobis three-year-old filly's handicap at the 1,100, and she worked nicely this morning over 851, home the last 400 in 24.5 on the inside grass, and looks in good order, while Sunday Prey will line up on Monday at Sandown in the benchmark 70 over the 1,400 metres, just having a quiet morning this morning, and will probably work either Thursday morning or possibly even Saturday morning to finalise the preparation. And finally, Nadia, Andrew Noblett has a horse called Hamslet going around in the Super Vobis three-year-old fillies over the mile, and worked quite nicely this morning over 1,000 metres in a minute 7.22, home the last 400 in 23, and the last 200 was sizzling, home in 11.05. So Hamslet's certainly one to keep an eye on, has a great turn of foot, and Andrew might have another nice little horse on his hands.
By the sounds of it. So what do you think of the main horses to take from Caulfield?
I certainly think you can do well following a couple of runners from, as I said earlier, in Nantali and Loving Gabby for the Mara and Eustace team. I think Octobello will be a very big contender in the Easter Cup. I think Sir Coney will run a very honest race, as will Irresistible Girl. With a little bit of luck, Tropezina should be right there amongst the finishers. And I'd also have a look at Hamslet a little bit each way on it, maybe going into the weekend. So they're the best from Caulfield, Nadia, and hopefully we can find a few winners and continue that on next week when we start looking at Adelaide and a few other venues.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Rob Nicholson. It's 2 to 12. Come on.